sly. It's a work of art, in my personal opinion. It doesn't only tell a story about a legendary, award-winning film director, screenwriter, and action hero of the 80s and 90s, Sylvester Stallone, who has a career span of over 5 decades. That's over 50 years, fam. If that doesn't make you a GOAT, I don't know what is. And I don't know how to look at this documentary itself. It somehow makes him mortal and immortal at the same time. I don't even know how to put that into words, how to explain that. The documentary shows his vulnerabilities. It shows the vulnerabilities of a living legend. It shows his character. Not the roles he played on motion pictures, but the man. The man behind the lens as he directed films. The man before the words he wrote as a script. It shows him at his purest moment. And it's really him just going back in memory lane and trying to remember how he felt on a certain moment. And there's a beautiful element of the documentary because the person the documentary is about is alive. So he's pulling out content. He's pulling out audio. He's got these little cassette tapes of ideas or thoughts he had and speeches and interviews he had during that period and that time. And he plays them while the documentary's on to give you an idea of how he felt and why he did a certain thing a certain way, which is amazing in itself. The documentary brings out his true essence, you know, the arrogance, the pride, the humility, the human being, not the millionaire and the Hollywood mogul, rather, but just the guy with a dream, the guy who worked hard. When they rejected him, when they didn't cast him in movies, he said, "I'll write my own." When he got offered roles for movies and he felt like they didn't write good, so he rewrote the character himself. It's beautiful when you think about it. It's a tearjerker when you look at how much nonsense Hollywood has done. I don't know the drama and stuff that happened when some of these movies were made in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, but I do know for a fact that they no longer make movies with heart, with passion, make relatable and memorable movies that stay with you. Then there aren't a lot of great actors. When you talk about great actors, you're talking about old actors who established themselves in the 90s, 80s. That's when you think about great actors. It's hard to name an actor who's like, wow, this guy or this woman is amazing. Because mostly it's just CGI stuff. But here, macho men, real men. There's even a scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger talks about the rivalry he had with Stallone, where when Stallone had a movie called Rambo, he would have bigger knives. So he would come out with a bigger knife in the next movie. Who had the most big guns, who could use the biggest machine gun in one arm, and who did better numbers. And it's just an amazing level of competition and an amazing level of filmmaking, you know, that it meant more to them. It meant so much to them that sometimes they lost their family, family time, family valuations and stuff like that, just to make movies. And it's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to learn and to experience that Sly, Sylvester Stallone himself, wrote and directed and produced most, if not all, some of his greatest moments on the big screen. How many people can say that I wrote, directed, and produced that film, that thing that I was awarded for being the best, that thing people still talk about? That is an amazing, amazing level of achievement, in my personal opinion. That, you know, that is great. And It's really, really wonderful. You know, it just gives you a message that you really have to believe in yourself. Even when they pin the odds against you, when they mock you, ridicule you, trip you, push you, that you keep believing. For me, that's really the message of this documentary. That no matter how successful you become, it'll always amount to nothing unless you have family and friends. Because ultimately, that's what really matters. The people you love. Not the things you love, but the people. So to me, Sly, the documentary itself, it brings out his soul. It gives a detailed description of how much Sylvester Stallone gave in order to bring out these exceptional characters like Rocky Balboa, John Rambo to life. That was so great that he became them. You know, when I look back at my childhood, I look back with great fondness that I think it brings me to tears to think that my father introduced me to this wonderful world of film and movies. You know, so watching this documentary and seeing Sly talk about the trials and hurdles that he had to jump across to make these stories, I think about my father. I think about the VCR, the tapes. He would rent at Blockbuster. Or, you know, those I remember some of the names. Those rental movie rental places where, you know, you'd rent movies for a couple of bucks, watch it and return it on Monday. You borrow it on Friday, return it on Monday. It was great. And I think about the anticipation that I'd have to wait all week to watch. Because we didn't have power. So we had to power the television with the generator. Or a car battery sometimes. When you didn't have, you know, money for petrol and stuff. So when you think about those moments and you think about it like, wow. Wow. Now, granted, some of the movies I'm talking about came in the 80s and 90s, and I watched some of them in the late 90s and early 20s. So they were maybe 10, 15 years old, older than me, years old. But when we saw them for the first time in those cassette tapes, you know, it was remarkable. This is before the Netflix and the Paramount and Amazon and what. Before you could just, nowadays you just click and view stuff. You know, you go to the cinema. We didn't do that. I don't know if it was because we were broke or what, but I know we just rented movies and you watched them all weekend. And it was just a wholesome experience there. You would have the neighbors and everybody, and mom would make popcorn and stuff. We watch movies and it was just wholesome. Now, granted, I was young, and some of the stuff I don't remember in actual detail. But when you think about those moments, and you think, "Wow, I've lived," and it's incredible that you relive those moments while watching this documentary with Stallone, and you're like, "Wow, this guy was really good. He was so good that I couldn't separate him from the characters, from the roles he played." We'd say things like, some people still do this to this day. They'd be like, "Oh my God, the new Rambo movie's out. Or the new Rocky movie's out." You know? And the new Terminator. We did that with Sylvester, not with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The new Terminator's out. It's not even the same storyline. It's not even the same movie. It's just a whole different thing, but you'd say, "My God, Rambo's out. It's new Rambo. Have you seen the new Rambo?" You know, people still do that to this day. But of course, now with the internet and everything, people research people's names and be like, "Oh, this guy's named this guy. Oh, this guy's named Sylvester Stallone." Okay. So, with those kind of moments, it really sort of brings out a greatness about it. And for me, these are the things that made my childhood what it was. They're the things that made it great, and I love it. And the fact that he embodied these characters, these roles, so much they became real. You could almost touch them while they were on screen. These are the type of films that resonate more with the audience so much that you become involved with the story. You cry, you laugh, you jump with joy. You get enraged when something bad or something happens with the character, and you celebrate with them. And their victories somehow seem like they're your victories for that 1 hour, 40 minutes. Now, of course, nowadays movies are 2-3 hours long. But that thing, you felt them. You were part of it. When I think back that after watching a movie, we'd go outside and reenact the scenes. We did that with wrestling. Some kids got injured, you know, tried wrestling moves and shit like that. So this documentary really brought me home. Like, it made me think about my childhood. That we used to watch movies and then do what the actors did in the movies to each other. Of course, people got injured, but it was amazing. It was amazing. Really was amazing. It was almost like you were with them, somehow part of the storyline. I think that's how Sylvester Stallone or Sly or Rambo, Rocky, how renowned and grand he is, a great actor. To make even sweeter, he wrote, directed, and produced it. Like, wow. Man is talented, bruv. Now that was entertaining. Please let us hang out yet another time. Remember to like and subscribe. Adios, folks. Adios.